Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When he had hair, remember, he looked like he should have a sign in front of his house because he had it down to his ass.
Yeah, you look like you should have a sign in front of your ass that says, keep children away.
Rob,
that was the joke.
Your brain's got the shell on it.
Yes.
Sometimes it's tough to maintain a train of thought.
I've mixed up my accent.
He's really shy, isn't he? He's really shy.
You mustn't mix up your character voices or father will be upset.
Yes.
Yeah. You gotta,
it's all
you gotta
about
keep
tempo.
Those dialects the same.
Happy birthday from Mother Russia.
That's strong.
I still got it.
You never lost it, son.
I'll get right to it. The three words that come to mind are on the run. Is there any truth to that whatsoever?
Yes.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Today was haircut day, and I have a relationship now with this barber. My barber is named Brittany. She's 29 years, I think she's going to be 29 years young. She is very, very smart. She is very good at what she does, and she's been cutting hair for 7 years, mm-hmm. and I always know a good barber when they kind of throw you around in the chair, you know, head up, head down, move to the side, and she has no hesitation doing that, so I'm very
happy.
Does
she wear leather?
No, that's not that kind of thing, Rob.
Okay.
I know you'd hope for that, but it's not the way it goes down. But I did something today, because, you know, I struggle with the old hair.
Struggling.
And so I got out of the shower this morning with a midday haircut, 11:30 a.m. scheduled, and tried to get everything in, getting ready for our big birthday celebration.
Extravaganza.
Yes.
I'm taking my wife away with our son. And so I wanted to get all these things done. And I get down with her, and I decided that what I do, and here's another peek into the routine, mm-hmm. take my shower, get out of my shower, dry off. Usually a couple of eye drops in the peepers.
Yeah.
And then it's immediately to the hair dryer where I blow dry my hair back, and then I put a little product in it and I smooth it back. And that's why it's looked like crap forever.
Prescription eye drops or Visine or what do you use?
Clear Eyes.
Clear Eyes.
You're
okay.
asking.
Okay.
Clear Eyes. From the, you know, the drinking days.
Of course.
Where that would be in my car.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
you'd... Hi, Ken Stevens. Sorry I'm late for the... Sorry, I'm
Do
late for the meeting.
Do eyes get bloodshot if you drink too much? I don't even know that. I
thought Mrs. O'Mara is
making a hangover.
I thought if you get high.
No, it's
she
a,
was
it's
taping
a
special
thing.
Across
oh.
the hallway.
There she is.
What are you enjoying?
Hello.
Is that my shrimp?
What are the macros on this?
The macros are pretty good because it's shrimp and it's not.
You don't mind that I'm eating this?
No, I made it for all of us.
What's
I made
a
it for
macro?
All of us.
There's only
so.
Two dishes.
Economics?
Though.
It only yielded three.
Is so. It worth all the effort that you put into making it for three days?
Carla's commenting on the fact that right before the show, I called her and I said, you're going to come home to an explosion in the kitchen.
A flavor.
I made
a flavor.
Shrimp. I made shrimp fried rice.
Delicious.
Where I made my own rice. I made my own shrimp.
How did you do that?
Well, I went to the field in the back of the house. You know, it's tropical down
here. Yeah.
And I had a lot of rain, so the rice was, you know, it's
nice. We call it the O'Mara patty, and
yeah,
it kind of ties into the whole Irish thing. Patty,
yeah.
O'Mara.
Yeah, with
right?
T's.
Yes.
So you came in, and how is it?
So this is spicy.
Yeah, it is. Very,
it's
very
good,
spicy.
Though, spicy? I'm starving. But the kitchen's not that bad.
Yeah, but look under your desk.
I did.
Okay, do you see where the goo was on the wall? That
Oh, no,
from
I didn't
where I
that
dropped
hard.
The
what?
Szechuan. I dropped a spicy Szechuan sauce bottle on the floor at the very end.
Of course he did. He's not allowed in the kitchen.
No, what,
why
our
the
kitchen
hell
is
he cooking?
Our kitchen feng shuiing is so such crap where everything's not where it's supposed to be.
Well, the
it's
thing
not
is,
a functional kitchen.
So then why don't you put things where they're supposed
well,
to be?
Well, I think I'm going to do a full rib. By the way, your pantry is designed by someone with a learning disability.
Oh,
and that's no offense to people with learning disabilities.
I have a learning disability.
We all have
I'm sorry.
You.
All right, yes, so and I have a learning disability,
and I have a pantry.
So I can say it.
You know what? They say that when you're setting up a kitchen, what you should do is bring over someone who's never been to your kitchen and say, get me a cup, or
oh, okay. Get me in here with my new buds.
Or, no, I can't hear, but I was going to ask you, did you put any concealer under your eyes?
No, I did not.
Okay.
You know what? She comes in with rock eyes towards you and then starts talking about your eyes.
Trying to help you.
Get out of here. I got to set the show.
That shrimp's not the only thing that's spicy.
Huh? My hair, I'm talking about it.
It's lacking is what it is.
I'm putting on. Is that the right guy? It does have a lock on it. It does have a lock on it.
You'll need that before you string.
Hope there's not a fire.
When you string the rope up.
Yeah.
No rope's going to hold that guy.
We'll find a joist.
You like it, though? Is it delicious? Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's fantastic. Oh, get out of here.
Are you talking about the shrimp or your hair?
The shrimp.
They're both great.
No, not my hair. Anyway, where do you want me to start? Do you want me to start with the
harvesting of the shrimp?
The shrimp, or do you want me to start with the what?
I want to. What the F is going on with your hair? It looks like you have a toupee on.
No, I like it.
You know, you incredibly cruel bastard. This is the way she told me to cut it.
Like a little boy? You have a little boy's haircut.
No, he has.
I don't have.
He has the haircut of a gentleman. Oompa,
I wouldn't exactly.
I don't have a great haircut.
What do you use? One curler when you go to sleep? Is that what you do? You got the one like that.
I've been out in elements. I'm a little frizzy.
So I go down to Brittany and I walk in. As I called her, I said, "You're getting the feral hair today. This is feral hair. This is me out in the wood, and it's." It's bouffanted up, and I've done without any product is blow dry it back, and I look like who's the guy in Back to the Future?
Oh, Doc Brown.
Doc Brown. I look like what was his name?
Christopher Lloyd as Doc Brown.
What was the name of Michael J. Fox's character?
Marty.
Marty McFly.
Marty, we have to get the space. When you do impressions for me, I need a keyword.
Yeah, I got it.
Otherwise,
we've unlocked
Marty,
it.
Marty, the space-time continuum, we've got the hair blown back all the way.
This is going to be your procedure, Mike, when you're in the home and you're still doing like the talent show.
Right.
So remember, the winner gets a banana, and Mike is going to do impressions. And he'll say,
what does a yellow light mean?
Well, who is that guy that did that thing?
Rob, I'm doing a bit with you. Okay. What does a yellow light mean?
Slow down.
What? Does anyway, one of the great taxi bits of all time. So I come into her with the hair bouffanted, and she says, "Can I tell you the truth?" And I'm like, "Oh,
please
you say that, Oscar." When something, wait, I should just play that sound effect. Mm-hmm. When can I tell you the truth?
Can you handle the truth?
That was louder than I expected.
I loved it.
And she says, "You're going backwards when you should go front ways. Your hair naturally wants to go towards the front." And so she.
I'll go with the
this
gray.
Is, yeah, by the way, this is her putting stuff in it, which is giving me this little toupee thing right here.
There's no
this
toupee is
gonna be
thing.
This is going to be flatter when I what does that look like? He's lying to me?
No, it looks like if there was a tropical breeze, we'd see a lot of scalp.
No, I disagree. I think it's the gentlemanly haircut.
This is not a freaking comb over. Look, there you go.
Yeah.
There's your comb over right there.
Solid as a rock.
There. I don't. Oh, I went the wrong.
Oh no! Don't do it that way.
No, you've messed it up now.
It's not a comb over. So, but I understand this part right here looks like we lost the papers.
Where's little Michael's picture from Picture Day? If you look at his picture.
No, he's got a different do, and he's got all his hair.
Excuse me.
So I go in and she does it this way, and I agree. And then and now I'm here, and now I'll be able to just take a shower and comb it over to the one side, and I'll be done with it, and I won't be doing this tedious stuff that results in a bouffant that is thinning and looks unbecoming, and we'll see what it. But I like this better.
I liked it when you looked like you were, a friend of the families, if you know what I mean.
He means
you mean
mafia,
like a Godfather guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What the phrase you're looking for is a friend of ours.
I'll come in.
Friend of ours.
Yeah, not a friend of the family.
I'll come in Tuesday. I hate being away from the show for that many days. But anyway, it's like coming
back.
Tuesday.
You don't have to be mean about it. We'll have
fun.
Sorry.
No, I know. I will be back
by
on Tuesday.
By any chance, Did you snap a picture of yourself with your feral hair?
No, I did not.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen it longer and up like that.
Well, when I have the CPAP mask on, which is my life. When I really think about it, sometimes all the things that I go through just to live
you could avoid
on a day-to-day basis. What's that?
You could
by losing the weight. You know, 30-plus pounds. I'm not like Rob, but I've made the effort. I was up 0.4 of a pound today.
That doesn't count.
A little too much salt.
A little less sauce.
If you had seen me as of 4:30 this morning, you may have seen, because my hair, as much as she got the feral look, I did attempt to blow dry it back, so it was just a little poofy.
Mm-hmm.
When I wake up in the morning or in the middle of the night, it kind of goes straight up.
I
seriously look like a person that's ready to stab.
The more
somebody.
I look at this, I think this is the solution. This
Thank
is
you.
A great haircut.
I agree
haircut.
With you.
This is a great haircut.
Disregard what your brother says. I don't
care. How short is it on the side? Can we get a profile? She cut it nice and short on the side and did a nice job on the top with a fade. She did a great job. And I bet she's a good barber. I bet people don't go to her and just say, I'll have a number two on the side and a four on the top.
She's no fuss, no muss. I love it.
From Just for Men, like a little coloring of the white?
Because I don't, you know what? That ship has sailed. I'm past that age, in my opinion, to do that. You ever see the guy? We had a guy that was my age back in those days when I was like in my 40s.
Yes.
That came to the ride to the wall on Memorial Day weekend, and you could never miss him because he was like a 60-something guy, and his hair was shoe shine black. It was absolutely pitch black. Like black leather shoes. That's it. And he looked like a vampire because he had old. You can't do it. You can only do it when you're. There's a window where you do that.
Like a reentry window for the shuttle?
No. It's an entry window for being realistic about it. Oh, and I've got young skin. I do, basically, to a degree. What's that? Why?
Mike,
now, what are you?
Now,
what?
You're in the sun. For the majority of your day.
Yeah, but he's
I also take care of my skin.
He's not pockmarked. He doesn't have spots. He has good skin.
I could probably get away with it if it was fake.
Can I compliment?
This is dark.
Yeah, that's what
this is shaved really close to the skin, so that's why that's
what
gray.
I'm saying. If you darkened up the sides, like, look, the top, what's the best way to put this? The sails look new. But the rudder, it needs a little work.
We'll see.
No,
I'll play with it in the coming week.
Don't you touch a damn thing.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. Thank you. I truly appreciate
this man.
Yes, he doesn't have hair.
And when he had hair, remember, he looked like he should have a sign in front of his house because he had it down to his ass.
Yeah, you look like you should have a sign in front of your ass that says, keep children away.
Rob,
that was the joke.
Your brain's got the shell on it.
Yes.
Sometimes it's tough to maintain a train of thought on this program.
No, let's focus on the big takeaway here. No pock marks, no spots.
Thanks. I appreciate that. So getting back to looking crazy at 4:30 in the morning. A little backstory. Last night I put down the little man, Michael, and he had a late night playing Minecraft with his sister, my daughter Elizabeth, up in Virginia. And by the way, Elizabeth.
How is she at it?
I don't know. I don't have anything to do with it.
Just like talk and build stuff, you know?
You hear him laughing and it warms my heart. Elizabeth also confirmed coming down for Thanksgiving 2 years in a row. I got my daughter's
bingo
here.
Bango. Same boyfriend?
Same. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Does
absolutely.
The laughter that he had was usually preceded with, and then he did this.
Dad. Oh, daddy. Daddy. So, they are playing Minecraft, and he's up a little later. We let him stay up a little later. A lot of times when that happens, bedtime, and this is no bulletin for parents, you let your kids stay up late, sometimes it backfires on you, and it doesn't work out because they're too tired.
Right.
And then bedtime becomes a pain in the ass. So we put him down to bed, and Carla and I had, what was that?
Oh, that was the Zoom. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. And that was the mistake we made. So I turn on Where the Crawdads Sing because Carl and I love the book and we wanted to see the movie. And we're going to watch it in the boudoir So I can wear my deaf man headphones. Mm-hmm. The deaf man headphones are not wired.
Isn't that movie Wild? I want to tell you, that's a wild movie.
Read terrible reviews. I mean,
but you loved the book.
You were sort of ahead
of the curve on the book.
I'm not sure whether I was, but I liked the book. But I don't even remember the book because I don't remember literature. That's why I'm a disc jockey and not an attorney. Thank you. So moving on, we settle in. I put Michael down. We have a thing where it's talking time where where I lie down with him and we chat about the day.
You debrief?
And I debrief him on his day.
Nice.
And then I'm off, and then that's usually it. But sometimes he fudges with it, and he comes out, he needs water, or he wants another snack.
Dad, I'm worried about tomorrow's haircut.
I need more Robux.
So we shut all the lights off in the living room. We go into our bedroom. This might be a surprise to a lot of people. We're on one floor here in Florida.
Right. As many houses that are designed for the upper demographic are.
As many houses that are on wheels are.
Yeah.
And so.
Do you also have handles instead of doorknobs?
I'd love handles.
No, the only handles, they're not handles, they're railings, and those are in the bathroom and on the walkway.
As they should be.
So getting back to the bathroom. Thank you. Can I continue, please?
I wish you would.
Thank you, Johnny Interrupto. I appreciate it. So I lie down on the bed and got the movie all ordered, and just about the time I'm going to start the credits, I hear Carla say, "Michael, what is it? What is it?" And I see through the bedroom door, I see this his little giant blockhead that's just, you know, sort of hovering out there, pretending like he doesn't know we see him and we see him. And then he just comes in, and he didn't say he wanted to sleep with mommy and daddy, but he's just there. Right.
He's prolonging his day.
He comes in and he immediately launches himself between both of us. And at this point, outside of the fish and the snake, every single living creature is in the marital bed. You got Carla, me, Winslow, Frankie, and Michael in between us. And
sweet.
It's shortly, that all goes away when you get kicked in the balls 15 times.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. Yeah. So
Carla needs to be more careful.
She does. Thank you very much. Thank you, Shecky. I know you took your extra meds today.
No, I didn't.
He's having a good day. Thank God. But anyway.
Today, you will be funny.
It will be funny.
Yes.
A funny day. So, it's short-lived because I want to get on with this movie, but I'm also really, really tired. Been a long day.
Days are longer
and, you know, just doing a lot of stuff around the house because I can't play golf and I hate it. I could never be one of those.
Now you got to reorganize the pantry.
It sucks. So I'm like, Michael, that's it. And Michael drags his butt getting out of bed because he knows it's bedtime. And then he pulls this move. He goes to the foot of the bed, and through the covers, he starts rubbing my feet. And he's old enough now because he knows that what mommy and daddy do very, very often is we call it reciprocity, and we both give each other a foot rub. Mm-hmm. And we both love foot rubs. Love them, love them, love them. They relax us. So I see Michael, and lo and behold, he's working on my dogs down through the covers. Then he goes under the covers, and he's rubbing my feet, and he has skills. He has mad skills. And I'm starting to close my eyes and drift off to sleep because he's there. Then he moves over to mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I look over her and her eyes are shut too. Mm-hmm. And at this particular point, I take the old sleep number bed and I retract it to its lie down position, take the remote to the television, turn the television off. I said, "All right, you win, little operator. Mm-hmm. You got what you wanted." And this morning he said, "I really didn't think it was going to work." And I said, "Only one rule. You sleep on the other side of mama. All right?
Okay.
Because you're not doing that thing where we have a feral cat in between the two of us. It's not going to happen." So that's really what happened with him, and it was fine, and I was absolutely out probably within 5 minutes. I was super tired.
Yeah.
Look, This story is sweet in so many family circles that have love and respect and share what is a
something bad's coming.
A
you
nuclear
know that, right,
family.
Rob?
Oh, you think I knew it when you started the story.
Exactly.
I heard like a machine starting over. It was like pulling a lawnmower cord.
Rob was fatherless growing up. My father was out of town most of the time. He barely held my mom's hand, so I'm emotionless when it comes to relationships. But I don't know if in any culture, a child rubbing their parents' feet is something that's normal.
No, see, I think you were deprived of any affection. And I think that that is...
all I know is in my house, I had to rub my own feet.
Somehow, do you notice how somehow he's making it sound like it's unnatural?
Well, he's getting
unnatural.
Mike, he's
he
getting
said
there.
Not normal. He means that. Let me tell you how the Bolivian brain works.
Oh,
he means unnatural.
He's getting to what his ultimate point is.
This is true.
We're like on the third layer of the lollipop right now, but we're not to the Tootsie Roll yet.
Look, I know that like there's nothing nefarious going on.
Thanks.
But
I was counting on that.
Remember,
I dodged a bullet there.
Remember the bit
get a press release out
where we're like, "Hey, please stop kissing them on the lips." Like that's a little different.
Haven't stopped that at all.
Now we got the feet going. This is a whole different world. I don't know what to say. I'm uncomfortable.
You know what? Physically affectionate, and he sees mommy and daddy doing it. He's rubbed his mom's feet. He's rubbed my feet, and I've rubbed his feet.
I'm just
worried
about
him. We're a family of foot rubbers.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm just worried about him going under a blanket where you are.
That could be dangerous.
Yeah. What was for dinner
depending
last night?
Depending on what's
night?
In the oven.
Yeah, I was going to say.
What's for dinner?
Was there anything Szechuan last
there
night?
There wasn't. I didn't have cherries at night.
Okay. So, fine. Anyway,
I'm not, that's my tell.
I'm not the crazy one. Bloom, what do you think?
Okay.
Well, you know what? This is a little strange, but...
yeah, let's ask the father of 10 what he thinks.
Look, I'm going to be real honest. It's making me uncomfortable, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Let's ask the guy that the last time you went on a date was the Carter administration.
Well, we're not talking about dating here.
I understand.
We're talking about foot rubbing.
We're talking about the culmination of dating, which is marriage and having a family.
Yeah. Oh,
isn't just being mainstream?
Or maybe I'm just jealous. Maybe my dad never asked me to rub his tootsies.
Did your mom ever say when you were little? Say you're like Michael's age. Did your mom ever scratch your back?
No.
See, that was my mom would do that to calm me down.
She did rub stuff on your chest, though.
That's true.
Yeah, that's when I was in my 30s.
Menti-san.
Yeah.
Menti-san.
When I was an adult.
But I don't think it's any different than a back scratch. I think it's fine.
We're going to have to let the psychotherapist have their way with it.
Let's put a poll
up. Going on. Let's put a poll. Let's do that.
Yes.
Is it improper for Mike O'Mara to have his feet rubbed by his son?
I would not use your name. But at what age?
Where are you going to put it up?
I was going to put it on the TMO fan club.
How about Reddit? On a Reddit site, just a random Reddit site.
May I continue?
That'll be good.
The best part of this story has yet to be told.
This I can't believe it gets better.
It gets better because we turned in at I think like 9:30.
Yes, party.
I'm out, and it's a lively household. And everybody's out quick.
I go to bed at 9:30 now that I don't drink too.
Really?
So I'm, yeah.
Wow.
I'm up at 4:30.
Yeah.
Maybe a little before. I go winky tink. I go back to bed, but I can't get back to sleep. So I venture out, try not to wake my wife and son up. When I go out into the living room on the couch, I hear, "Did you hear that?" And I must have jumped 4 feet in the air because Carla, who apparently has been kicked and by my son, is sawing wood on the couch.
Oh, she's
already out and you didn't know it yet.
And then she says to me, "I cannot believe that. Do you hear that?" And I'm like, "I did what? I hear what? I don't hear anything." She said, "The dogs."
Oh.
I said, "There's a dog barking?" "No, there are dogs barking like they are insane." So she said, I said, oh, did you go check it out? She said, no, I want you to check it out.
There's like trouble afoot.
Yes.
Yeah, like there's something going on, mm-hmm. like something yeah. bad's happening.
Right.
And, you know, it is 4:30 in the morning. That's kind of a weird hour. So I make my way out to the door. And as soon as I turn the door handle, we got a little alarm that goes, teet, 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 teet. And as soon as that comes on, you hear, and we're not talking about little, you know, little poo-poo
like,
dogs.
Sounds yeah. like shepherds.
We're talking about, I cannot believe that. You nailed it.
Really? Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. This comes in later.
Okay.
So I hear, rah, 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 but I can't see. And from across the street, I'm looking and I'm like, well, coyotes like yip. They don't bark. They whine and they yip. They don't bark really. And if they bark, it's high pitched. This is like, rah, rah, and they are wailing. And it appears, it's very dark and it's not a well-lit area. Mm-hmm. It appears to me that they're looking over towards our house. But they're across the street next to the neighbor's house.
Is it like the kind of thing where you can see eyes but no body around them because the eyes are catching light? Yeah,
No, I see an outline.
Okay,
An outline. So I go back in and now I'm obsessed. We go to the front of the house.
Well,
we're looking out the window.
Yeah. Something might be happening.
It's like, what is the deal? Yeah. What are these? Are they feral dogs? Are they pit bulls? Are they dangerous? They sound like they want to kill me. Mm-hmm. And then I go back out. Finally, I go into the garage. I get my flashlight and I go back out and I shine the light onto very large. Like when I say large, the kind of large you see in the back of those magazines where they sell the guard dogs.
Yeah.
You know that kind of, you know those size?
Like the canine large.
Like the kind that look like, you know, the Reich used them.
Yes.
That's how big these things are. And they are big, big, big. Go back in the house, not sure what to do. It's 4:30. I'm exhausted. I don't know what's going on. At this point, my neighbor George, I see a flashlight coming from his house. And he's been awakened,
too. George Lopez, by the way, celebrity neighborhood.
Give me a break. What are those two dogs doing in your yard? I don't understand, Jefe. What are they doing in your yard?
So I look and I see, you know, it's the shepherds. And then I think George got in his car to go get a closer look. Mm. And it's just a question of backing out of his driveway.
A little safety.
Driving up a couple
sure.
of,
in a car? Yeah.
A few yards up to the right. When he does that, he goes past them, and then I guess he's doing a U-turn down at the end of the street. They alight, and they begin to scamper. And they
How many
coming,
were there? Two?
Two.
Two, okay.
And they are coming across the street, and guess whose house they're coming right to? Mm. Front door of our home.
That would be my guess, yeah.
At this point, I see them go behind the wall, and then I go over to the side window, and I'm looking out, and there they are, big, big, beautiful shepherds. Yeah. Beautiful, but how would I describe it? A little worn out.
Unkempt?
They look like they're unkempt. They're unkempt a little bit.
Yeah.
But unkempt, but well cared for, it appears.
Okay.
Fully weighted. Yeah. You know,
They're an amazingly hairy dog that if you don't groom, they shed like crazy. Yeah. Hunks of hair.
It looks like my hair looks.
I think they're known to love foot rubs, though.
They like that, when they have puppies.
Make the puppies rub their feet.
So
pause.
Sad. You never got the physical affection that you needed. That would have not made you a soulless monster.
No, he'd still be a monster.
I'm broken. Yes, I am.
You are.
Just quick.
Yes.
From TikTok Live. Hello, bye. Thank you. We're live on TikTok.
Hey, TikTok Live. Yes, thank you. Thank you for
Someone
supporting
said,
us.
This is
Oscar. Follow us on TikTok.
In, Oscar Santana's TikTok.
And Johnny.
Hold it. I hate to do this. It might stop the show completely. Pony boy.
Yes.
Is everything working?
Oh, it
TikTok?
Is.
I'm watching you right
everything
now.
Everything is working.
Right I actually checked it too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And here Johnny Astronomy writes, in some cultures, washing someone's feet is a sign of respect.
Yes, true.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, thanks for the bulletin. Thank you, Father Santana.
So like if you were to have Mother Teresa at your house, she could wash your feet? Like she's washed the feet of the poor that she served for many years.
No one did any foot washing. Okay, this is a expression
Might
of
Might have been a courtesy if you knew he
do.
Was going to rub
this,
your feet.
This is a dry rub.
Well, another thing about
Delicious.
His dogs, first thing he likes to do when I pick him up from school is kick the shoes off. And oh my God.
Yeah, what is it
he
about
did not
kids?
Inherit, he did not inherit my appreciable lack of odor.
No appreciable
dogs.
Odor, yeah.
So back to the dogs. Yeah. We at this point, you know, Carla goes out and talks to George, and George doesn't know. Carla's,
what are you doing up?
You know what? God dang. Every aspect of what she does is like, get it done. Carla, at 9 o'clock in the morning, we go back, I go back, start doing my show prep. Carla gets a few extra Z's. Michael's up in an hour and 15 minutes by this time anyway. Mm-hmm. I cook him a breakfast in the morning because Carla had a session this morning. So we're all up. And then Carla, in the meantime, during all this, posts on one of those neighborhood forums about the dogs and calls Animal Control website, because nobody knows what the dogs are capable of. And Carla is told by one of the other little power walkers in the neighborhood that if she'd taken a right instead of a left, they wish she would have come face to face with the dogs. But the lady said these dogs did not. They ran up to her, but there was no fear because the dogs were domesticated. They were they were, you know,
they just
home
got
dogs.
They got out.
Yeah. Did anyone note if they were wearing collars?
I looked, Rob, you talk about the hair on those.
Yeah,
dogs.
Yeah, they're crazy.
They looked
hairs.
Like one of them was and one of them wasn't.
Okay.
But the one that was, it was a small collar if it was. It was not a big, thick one.
All right.
And then Carla makes contact on one of these forums with a lady who has had two German Shepherds as of yesterday go missing.
Oh,
Carla makes contact.
No kidding.
Gets her number, calls the lady. Tells the lady she's already called Animal Control. Mm-hmm. The update I got before I came in the studio, the woman has been reunited with her pooches.
That's great.
They are a neighborhood next door, and they are safe and sound and back. And here's the best news of all. The neighbor from our neighborhood over is so grateful that she has invited both Carla and I to come over to her house tonight for a foot rub.
Oh, I think that's great.
Which is really...
Now, will she give it or will her son give it?
Her son, her infant son, with his little Kristen Wiig hands from the Lennon sisters. Or he will have the little hands doing that. But that's a happy, you know.
That's
a
great.
Lot of stuff goes on in the middle
so
of the night.
So the dogs, you know? What was perceived for you as sort of like a viciousness was probably fright.
They were scared.
Yeah.
But what I still don't understand was they were sitting in this yard, and the yard from the neighbor across the street, who no one saw any. And they were right next to the window there, and not a sign. I'm sure. I'm sure somebody was peering out the window the whole time. Yeah. Guarantee it.
Does the neighborhood that they come from, do the houses look like yours?
It is an open, more open neighborhood.
Okay.
Much larger, and the houses are everywhere.
Because
so,
every
and,
six
and
houses
it's not a lot of, it's not gated.
Every so six it. Houses on our street are identical, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's like a pattern.
Yeah, like most houses in America.
And sometimes Linus tries to go up the wrong steps. He forgets. So maybe they thought they were headed to the right place.
Oh.
You know, as someone who's had dogs in the past when they've gotten out, I just can't believe Carla was able to not
you
only
usually let them go,
post
though.
That. What's that?
Like,
No. Back when I had the Great Pyrenees, it was constant.
He was
I never know where that dog was.
Oscar.
I think it was Oscar.
Yeah.
He was a great
Oscar
dog.
Got out. Yeah. And Oscar
he was
would
always
be,
late, though. Always.
He was a dick.
A dick?
He was following that around, though. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, sure.
That was what was the catalyst that happened often in the spring.
Yeah.
That's when he'd be altered. 2 miles was the furthest that he roamed. Got a call from a house about, because we had him, we had the number on the collar. And so 2 miles, I went down there, and he's like, covered in burrs.
Yes.
We lived out in the country, and it was just terrible.
The Weimar runner I used to have, Dante, he taught Biscayne, the black lab I used to have when he was reunited. Dante came from Costa Rica, and Biscayne was from Maryland. So
El Wolf.
Two
El
different
Wolf.
Cultures.
Oh, Dante and Biscayne.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were both there. So Biscayne would never run away until Dante moved in and said, hey, man, in Latin America, what we do is we just get out and roll around and come back when we please. So on a regular basis, Mike, these two dogs would break out of our house while my
and
mom was
go
at work.
And looking just, for tails.
Just go. Yeah. No, they were all fixed. They were just
but it doesn't matter if they're fixed.
Yeah,
they
go and do their thing.
They still want to go do it, right?
Yeah.
They go do their thing. And then I get a call from Johnny Cakes Hawville or somebody else saying, hey, your dogs are out in the neighborhood again.
Your dogs are out, and that's not money.
And by the way, I'm on the air. My mom's at work, and my dad's at work, and we got a it was a mess.
Did Cakes try to round him up?
No, he just said he just saw them walk by the front door. And, you know. He said, your dog's...
Hey, he's the worker bee.
Yeah, your
That's
dog...
That's the worker bee of the junkies,
Your dog
okay?
said they looked like they were down to the felt. They needed some water.
You're hurting dog?
Yes.
Hurting. Well, it's a safe and happy end of the story.
It pleases me because it's sad when a dog is out of its element. So I'm glad that she was able to facilitate the reunion.
It's hot down there.
How hot is it?
You know, these dogs are out.
Hot enough to generate some activity in the Atlantic, Rob. And I'm here to tell everyone, yes, I will be traveling to the Bahamas tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I am really excited to share with our listeners that here we come. Yes, there is a tropical storm brewing that is heading west towards the Bahamas. Thank you very much.
I actually saw in the weather today there is a slight chance of that happening, but there's an even greater chance of you running into Paul Christine.
Boy, wasn't he sweet to his wife?
Yes. Hey, oh my beautiful goodness. Trip. Beautiful
so
trip.
Sweet to his wife down in Miami. And it's you know, we're going.
Yeah.
We made that as
with friends or just like solo trip?
The solo trip. With our son. We're taking our son. There's a big
They'll
water
leave with
there.
Friends.
Got it.
So we're looking forward to that. And it should be a good time. A good time by the whole family. A little long weekend. Really excited about it.
Great
really
foot rubs
we haven't
at
traveled
the
in a long time. I haven't been out of the country. I've been out of the states. The state of Florida. I haven't been anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy
years.
Time, you know? I mean, it feels like years.
Yeah.
People have come to me. So I'm looking forward to getting on the plane. And by the way, if you happen to be on my flight, if you're connecting, coming from east and you're going into the Bahamas, you happen to be on my flight, free foot rubs for everybody.
That's great.
Not me, my son.
Oh, okay.
My son will
and you're connecting through Denver, right?
Yeah. Hey, come on and speak of the devil. There he is. Hi, man. How are you? Say hi to the boys. Here you go.
Hi.
Hey, kiddo. What's up?
Hi, how are you, buddy?
Hey, you can't hear them because I haven't plugged you in, but I can plug you in for a second here. We got time.
Does he know about TikTok, your son?
That we're live on TikTok?
Yeah.
Michael, you know we're live on TikTok now? Did you know that? Did they tell you that here?
And his Velociraptor is a hit.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
that's
racking up views.
Racking up views.
People love your Velociraptor.
Are people clicking the heart?
Why don't you bring that chair over? Come on over and bring that chair over.
Join
Sit
us.
For a while. Yes. You know what? We'll do that. Is Nikki going to be with us today?
Yes, later on in the show, of course.
All right, so bring the chair over, and we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and have a little visit with my son, and then we'll have the homepage and all that good stuff.
I was
stuff,
hoping you could co-anchor the news.
Oh, that'd be very... you know what? I don't think so. Not today. But I appreciate it, Rob. Great idea. Good instinct. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. That was like breaking rocks.
TMOS traverses the internet and boldly goes into new territory.
Podcasting as we know it will be changed forever as TMOS brings you the future now.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover.
Catch the unrivaled comedy on the go, live as it happens.
Laughs tailor-made for your busy lifestyle.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover. Technology.
Synergy.
And all the your pants hilarity that you've come to expect from TMOS.
It's TMOS streaming live on TikTok.
Watch it. It's about damn time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number, Michael?
Right into the microphone, buddy.
Because Leaf Files, Scenic...
No, you want Scenic.
Scenic drivers.
Really, really on top of the microphone.
Like yell into
so you want
it.
Me, so you mean...
Like mash your face into it.
Okay.
Okay, because Leaf Files...
Because Leaf Files, Scenic farmers markets and hydrates are even better.
Hay rides
are even
thank you
better.
Okay, all right, let's a little less Fortnite.
You put them on
little,
the spot.
Little less Fortnite, a little more studying in school.
Because
Leaf Files, Scenic Drives, farmers markets and hay rides are even better with a great night's sleep. Remember, and I'll let you read that.
We
sleepers
can do this.
Ready?
Wait, where are we?
Right there where it says
sleepers who use
go ahead.
They're 360 smart bed.
Start again. They're sleepers.
Sleepers who use their
into the microphone.
Sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of restful sleep per night.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Yes.
That's right.
You got it.
That's
you
up to 170 hours per year, which is nice. As the weather cools down, it's a time of transition, and quality sleep can help everyone in the family. Come over here, buddy, a little closer. Everyone in the family adjust to their new autumn routines. So, gradually. Gradually adjust your new bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes a night. Prioritize your new schedule. Get your bedroom to between 65 and 68 degrees. Minimize all lights. Pitch black is best. And reward yourself with quality sleep. The ultimate in self-care. And if you really want the highest quality sleep, be like me. Get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. Yeah, that's what you're good at, mugging. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65, and Carla remains a 65. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number?
You get the last sentence here.
Where?
Because. Start it because.
Because. Because every great day starts with the night before.
That's right. Every great day starts the night before.
Discover special offers now for limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
You know what my favorite part of that commercial was is when you said, I will always beat you.
Yes.
There we go. Hi.
This looks like a
Michael. You're on
ventriloquist act.
You're on the.
Michael, you can hear us, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Perfectly.
Yeah, but he's just not paying attention.
It's fine. Are you excited for your big trip?
Yes.
What's something you hope to accomplish? Something you hope to do when you get to the Bahamas?
Definitely, kind of, because I love roller coasters.
Attaboy.
And I don't like roller coasters because. They're scary, but they're really fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you want to experience some extreme slides.
Yeah, I want to kind of also kind of face my fear of the water slides and stuff.
Yeah.
If you ever find your way up north, T.O. Rob would love to take you to a theme park. I would love to go on some coasters with you.
Mm. Yeah. What do you say to that? Do you want to say?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'd like that.
This man is lying.
No, I like you. I like.
Did that freak you out a little bit when Rob offered to take you to Marina Park? Hey. Rob's kids are grown, so he might not have a chance
and
to
And keep in mind, there would be other people at the theme park. It's not going to be like an Elvis thing where it's just you and me in a huge theme park. I think my wife will be there, too.
They'll pick you up in a panel van.
So what's that, what's that sticker? What's that sticker you have on your shirt? What is that?
So today we previewed because... Same with my old school. We have a book fair.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The difference from my old school is we would do that at like the end of the year, and we wouldn't get a book fair preview. So today we went to the book fair preview.
You know what I do every day?
Why?
I kick it old school.
Why?
You get it? No, you don't get it.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, now you don't have to. Now we want to see.
So the book fair preview. I recall this. This is like, is it set up in the library?
No, my old one used to be set up.
Where is it set up this year?
It is set up in, so we have an auditorium.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes on like Fridays, we'll go to the auditorium and we'll have like something where like our specials teachers talk about stuff and stuff.
Okay.
So, and then that's where it is. And it's really big.
So you just parade by all the tables and you can see what you get to buy when the fair is finally opened, right?
Uh-huh. Can I tell you something really cool that I saw?
Please.
Yes.
So there was this whole section of the book fair where it was all history books.
Ooh.
So there was one that really caught my eye.
What was it?
Imagination.
That's a SpongeBob reference. I used to do that with Julia. That's awesome.
And so,
what was the history book?
It was called Escape from East Berlin.
Ooh.
Mm.
And then there's one more thing that caught my eye that was really cool. Because every book fair has a little place where it's not books, like little things.
Yeah.
And I found a mini PS4 controller.
Oh, interesting. All right.
And I bet if you looked real carefully, they would have things like a Justin Bieber poster as well. Any wall art there?
Yeah. Like
not Pokemon. Your scene?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm. I like Pokemon, but I'm not like that type of guy who like is like, Yes, it's, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you'll never be the chief computer engineer of Podville Media with that attitude.
Are you excited for tonight?
Yes, and I'm not excited for waking up tomorrow.
No, we have to wake up early. But what's tonight? Tell everybody what tonight is.
Baseball practice. The first one of the no season.
That's a combination of like Russian and French, right?
Russian and France. I've mixed up my accent.
He's really shy, isn't he? He's really shy.
You mustn't mix up your character voices or father will be upset.
Yes.
Yeah. You gotta, it's all about tempo.
Happy birthday from Mother Russia.
That's
strong. I still got it.
You never lost it, son.
You do. All right, get out of here. I love you.
Can I stay on just a teeny bit more?
Yes, you can stay on a teeny bit more.
Yeah, hang out.
We got a couple of seconds here. What else do you want to talk about? Into the microphone.
PE.
PE.
Okay, well, physical education. Yes. Yeah.
What did you do in PE?
Something that I didn't really like it because it was kind of boring.
What was it today?
What are they doing?
So it's basically you have a pool noodle and then you have these guys dribbling a soccer ball. Mm-hmm. And the objective of the clapper.
Yeah.
I made that up, that name.
Okay.
Is to.
What is the clapper?
Oh, he made it up. It's the person with the noodle.
Well, just being clear.
And so their main goal is to hit you so hard that you go and leave the school and you go cry back.
You know what? This is lost credibility.
Yeah, it sounds fiction.
Did you play crab soccer? Is that what you
don't
hate?
Don't pick your nose on the show.
What do you got?
I'm going like this.
All right. Okay. Mm.
Any crab soccer? Crab soccer was always tough.
And so.
Did they get the scooters out?
See, this is where the extra time I gave him might not have been the best judgment.
So what we have is then the guy with the soccer ball. So once you get tagged with the pool noodle.
And they don't hit you that hard.
Yeah, they do.
But it doesn't hurt.
The kid. Yeah, it does. They literally.
Okay. All right. So what happens when you get tagged with the noodle?
The
microphone.
So what you do is you stay in that spot and you spread your legs open.
Whoa.
What kind of school are you going to, son?
Foot rub school.
That's a lot. This after the whole foot rub debacle. We're talking about this.
But so are you on some sort of field or team? Like, what's happening?
No, it's like kind of like, it's a free-for-all, basically.
Okay.
And
a battle royale.
Yes, it's Fortnite.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens? Don't digress. God, don't start that at 9.
And then, once your legs are out, the person who has a soccer ball tries to kick it through your legs, and then you're back in.
Got it.
Anybody get hit in the beanbag? You get hit in the balls?
My friend Tristan ran up and, like, fully just went up and whacked it.
Whacked the soccer ball?
Yeah, and he accidentally hit my nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, classic Tristan.
That Tristan. Always that trouble Tristan. But you didn't like it too much? Was it too violent? Is that why?
No.
Oh, you don't mind violence?
Yeah.
What?
It's not violent.
It's not violent. Was it too rough? Why didn't you like it?
Nobody likes to be kicked in the nuts. It's tough.
Yeah.
Because it was just, like, boring because once you're out, it, like...
Oh, you couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You couldn't do anything.
You just had to sit on the sideline.
Uh-huh. And your stomach hurts.
Basically, and the taggers weren't that good, so it was just, like, boring.
So just not enough action.
What is the best game you play in PE?
He was talking about it yesterday, what he loved doing.
Everybody's It Tag.
Ooh.
Everybody's It Tag?
Huh? So Everybody's It.
And so, how
does it work if everybody's it?
So, everybody's it, and people try to tag everybody, and then the coaches will call jailbreak, which gets everybody back in. And it's really fun because there's a lot of action.
So everybody's it, and as soon as you're tagged by anybody, you're out. Uh-huh. And then the last person standing is the winner. So the person that
it's
can avoid
Battle
everybody.
Royale.
But what, it would seem,
it, so you try not to get tagged by anybody.
It would seem that there would be a lot of times that people tagged each other at the same time. Yeah. What happens then?
So then that's what happens a lot.
Yes,
I'm
that's
glad
the
you
problem.
Asked that.
Me too. It's a good question.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Because what you do is you do rock, paper, scissors, and whoever wins
gets to kick the other person in the nuts.
Yeah, with a pool noodle.
Yeah.
We have to take a break.
And
getting a little out of hand.
And can I finish this?
Of course, please.
Okay.
Don't leave
can
us hanging.
Finish, please.
You do.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
So then... then the loser sits down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then that person moves on. Uh-huh. So, and I have an elite strategy of how to win rock, paper, scissors every time.
Okay.
How's that?
So what you do is most of the time when somebody's playing rock, paper, scissors, their first instinct is always to go scissors. So you're always going to want to go scissors because if you tie, you want to go again and up police. Again.
Into the mic, please. Into the mic.
And they're going to deploy scissors. And then the next one, they're going to think you're not going to deploy scissors. So they're going to think you're going to deploy
So the strategy is three scissors in a row.
No. Yeah, three scissors in a row. And then the third one, they're going to deploy paper because they're going to think you're going to use rock.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And then that's how you.
That's a great mental
angle.
That's
just like the Tet Offensive.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know this, Mike, but as of last year, VCU is offering a full scholarship in Everybody's It.
Everybody's It. So, fantastic. Yeah. All right, buddy. Say goodbye to Uncle T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob.
Goodbye, duties.
All right, see you later. There he goes.
I love that he has strategy.
That's so wild because that's a mental part of the game I hadn't thought about.
As a kid, I thought most kids are just playing, like eating paste and running around in circles.
Sometimes he comes on this show and I'm kind of stunned at the same time. I'm proud of the little guy. What can I say,
everybody? I like that
everybody?
Things catch his thing. He's like, you know what caught my eye? Said, I want to know.
Well, you know what he said is when you deploy scissors.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, my elite strategy that he was talking about. We'll take a break. Come back with the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Robert Wood.
No, not quite.
I'm Robert Wood. I've got an amazingly large mouth.
Large mouth aside, that's still not quite it.
That poor man. He's
wonderful. I love the man. I'm making fun because I love. I kid because I love.
And I love you guys too, but you know, let's face it, there's only one Robert Wood. And there's only one TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Robert. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Solo Stove.
Yay!
There's something special about fall. It brings us closer together with a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. Creating those wonderful, touching moments with family is easier than ever. Enjoy all the warmth and comfort of a fire pit, plus portability, quick setup, and cleaning. And best of all, no smoke. The high-tech Solo Stove construction is designed to regulate airflow, and it's designed also to burn more effectively. There's so little smoke, you will wonder how there is so much fire. They are brilliantly engineered, made with stainless steel, and designed to maximize efficiency. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is ablazing in a minute, and that they're so confident that you will love it, that they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is the best. Marshmallows not included. Prepare for your best outdoor memories yet and save big during the Solo Stove fall event. Plus, use promo code TMOS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TMOS for $10 off on top of the fall event deals. Hurry! The fall event ends on November 10th, people. And thank you to Solo Stove.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And Olivia Wilde, all she wanted to do was make a movie, fellas. She didn't want to be setting the tabloid world on fire. But that is exactly what happened. The rumors surrounding the production of Don't Worry, Darling, the movie she's involved with, are almost legendary already. From the chaos over Shia LaBeouf's departure to Olivia's alleged feud with her star, Florence Pugh, and now we have Spitgate. We talked about this earlier.
Yes.
Thanks to a video from a screening at the Venice Film Festival where it looks like Harry Styles spits on his co-star, Chris Pine. Mm. But Chris would like you to know that it did not happen. His rep called it, quote, a ridiculous story, a complete fabrication, and the result of an odd online illusion that is clearly deceiving and allows the foolish speculation. He added that there is, quote, nothing but respect between these two men, and any suggestion otherwise is a blatant attempt to create drama that simply does not exist. My question to you two.
Yes.
Are all these supposed A-listers A-list enough for this to matter to anybody? Or
No. Harry Styles is at the top of the, if you're talking about like culture culture.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Top of
absolutely,
the food chain.
Absolutely.
But this won't matter. As a matter of fact, I think Spitgate was probably, if not created by, promoted by the film companies and the
manufactured by the movie people.
Yeah.
But not the receipts from Shia LaBeouf. Is it LaBeouf or LaBeouf? I never know. Where he actually shares the video voicemail of Olivia saying that it wasn't his fault. Like, he wasn't fired from the movie. She was asking him back.
You're all in on this. You've been paying attention to this.
I'm saying that the villain here, with all the evidence that's been shown to the world, is Olivia Wilde.
Ooh.
Wow. And LaBeouf is pronounced LaBeouf. It means in French, it means the beef.
Oh. The beef.
Yeah.
Oh. And of course, you got the whole Sudeikis thing going on.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Right? That's going on. From the rich, from the movie people to the rich and famous people, Elon Musk seems to be picking a fight with Jeff Bezos over the Lord of the Rings. Actually, their issues go way deeper than that, but Musk just loves to feel like he's dunking on people on Twitter. And for a guy with that money, kind of weird.
He's trying to get out of buying Twitter, which is crazy that he's still using.
Well, and also make cars that that aren't $135,000 and have the steering wheel disintegrate, okay? Why don't you work on that? How about a little build quality on the interiors of your cars?
Do you know what was on Motor Week this past week, Mike?
What's that?
Motor Week from Montgomery, what is it? It's Maryland Public Television, I'm sorry.
Okay, MPT.
MPT.
Channel 22.
Pat Goss, rest in peace. They replaced him with some other dude already.
Yes.
All right, what were they talking about?
The Lyric. The Cadillac Lyric.
Were they giving a thumbs up?
Three thumbs up.
Really?
Wow.
Really? I've read that it's a little underpowered.
Do they like other mythical creatures as well?
I like the mysticism. So I guess Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power is an Amazon movie.
Yeah, I watched it's a series, and I've watched all three that have been released as of today.
Let me see. Musk said Tolkien is turning in his grave. Almost every male character so far is a coward, a jerk, or both. Only Galadriel is brave, smart, and nice. There's no word yet from Bezos. That's a slow news.
And I was going to say, why does it really matter what he says about some show like that? Let it roll off.
It's the most expensive to date per episode series ever made.
Okay, but
visually stunning, and the storytelling is great.
I like the mysticism.
It's worth watching.
Does it move better than the Dragon Show?
Oh, it's 10 times better than the Dragon Show.
Would it be with someone who is a complete novice to the genre? And I'm talking about the books as well. Mm. Never got into the whole Tolkien thing.
Me neither.
Maybe when I was a little kid. Maybe I was in fifth grade. But can you just pick it up and start?
You don't need to know. You don't need to know. I have like surface level knowledge, and I got into the series.
Oscar, you read all the books, didn't you?
No.
Might give it a look-see. Justin Bieber postponed his Justice tour for a second time because he hasn't fully recovered from Ramsey Hunt syndrome. He postponed it earlier this year when the condition caused paralysis on one side of his face. He restarted the tour when he thought he was well enough. But it looks like he's changed his mind after performing at Brazil's Rock in Rio Festival last weekend. Justin posted on social media yesterday. He said, after getting off the stage, the exhaustion overtook me, and I realized that I need to make my health the priority right now, so I'm going to take a break from touring for the time being. I'm going to be okay, but I need time to rest and get better. I've been so proud to bring this show to our and our message of justice to the world. Thank you for all your prayers and support throughout all of this. I love you passionately. What's your take on this?
It's weird because when reporters asked him about it, he didn't show any expression at all.
Because his face was paralyzed.
Rock and Rio, by the way.
We got to fly. Still rolling. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Chinese state media says a man has been found safe after he spent 2 days aloft in a hydrogen balloon. Traveling about 200 miles after it became untethered, and it flew away when he was using it to harvest pine nuts from a tree.
Delicious.
An interesting way of doing it. The man, identified only by his surname, Hu, H-U, and a partner, were collecting pine nuts on Sunday in a forest park in Heilongjiang province in northeastern China when they lost control and the balloon sailed off. The other person jumped to the ground, and a search was launched for the escape balloon and Hu. Who was in good health, apart from a pain in his lower back, possibly from standing the entire time he was in the air. His full name was released later in the day, and his full name is Who Let Go. I'm so sorry. I couldn't help myself. And now a little something-something. A teacher has been banned from the classroom in Scotland for waving a fake penis at colleagues while making suggestive and provocative movements. Derek Turkington was found unfit to teach. Unfit to teach! You're crap! Get out of the classroom! Following the incident, he was found unfit to teach at New Battle Community High School.
Yes.
During this time that he was being investigated, he was found to have behaved inappropriately towards staff by putting a prosthetic penis down his trousers and then through his, as they call it in Scotland, and then through his zip. He then made suggestive and provocative movements towards his colleagues and also placed his finger through his trouser zip while attempting to mimic male genitalia. Mr. Turkington claimed that he'd been carrying a box of fake penises from a sex education class and unintentionally must have held one of the things up as he waved goodbye to colleagues. The guidance teacher, he's originally, by the way, from Glasgow.
Of course.
Oh, it's those Glasgow guys. He was described as a kind of Benny Hill character in regards to sexual actions or language by a former member of the staff. Mm. Mr. Turkington had denied the allegations that he placed one of the prosthetics down in his trousers. He said that he placed a finger through the zipper to mimic male genitalia, but he didn't do the thing with the prosthetic.
Sure.
We were unable to get a comment from officials who were investigating because they were unable to stop laughing. Come on. Jeez. It's nothing we didn't do in the 80s at WAVA, for the love of God. Is Nikki available for
Nikki
us?
Nikki is ready to go.
Ready to rock.
Yes.
All right, it's football time. He was hot on the trail of my Giants last week. He made some great picks. We'll see if he can keep it going, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break and come back with the one, the only, Nikki Diamond, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Men, are you tired of radio? All those yakety-yaks filling your heads with nonsense day in, day out? After a long day at work, don't you just want your pipe and slippers and some measurable entertainment? Well, here at More Industries, we strive every day to make podcasts that bring the funny. Take the Mike O'Mara Show and the Bonus Hour, for instance. This joyful bantering of ball-busting humor lightens the load of your drudging life. Over here, we see our newest machine, the DGH-4000. It can crank out 50 jokes an hour. Let's see what it says. Hobble-doo-gee. Ah, well, back to the drawing board. TMOS and More Industries. Making the funny just for you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots? Sunday! They can help you solve all these problems and more.
the easy way. They've got everything you need, from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking the time and effort to fertilize my lawn, but now I look forward to it because Sunday's done that for me. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and they're easy. I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. All you do is go to GetSunday.com. You put in your address and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about, like seaweed, iron, and molasses. Hi, Nikki! best of all,
no money.
Yeah, it's the show business knowledge and skills of Pony Boy. It really works. I've used it. I know. Here's what I want you to do. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. Well, I guess Pony jumped the gun there, letting them in, yeah. Which seems to be the MO. Pony, let me ask you a question.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know, in your slumber, is there any sense of showmanship at all? Like when I say, and now Nikki Diamond, and then his little beautiful face shows up, not halfway through one of my f***ing commercials, but it actually shows up when he's supposed to be here. I'm just kind of curious about that.
Yeah, so I'm running three different things right now, and I'm trying to do everything as fast as I can.
You?
It is, actually, because my helper has not come in yet, because he's still working on another studio.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's Pony giving it back to me. Now we know what the deal is. Let's get him in because he's here and he's been here.
I'm here, baby.
Hi there. That's wonderful.
What are the odds that the Pony Boy's with us in 2023, Nikki?
Nikki, what do you think? Pony Boy on the team.
Very slim. I'll type it into the computer and we'll let you know. But
great guess.
You guys looked a lot better 2 minutes ago.
It's always changing. It's organic, isn't it, Nikki?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is. So now that I was part of that read there, Mike,
yes.
I'll invoice you my cut.
Thank you very much. Yes, you will.
Of course.
The royalty checks will be going out soon. Absolutely. How are you, Nikki?
Oh, great weekend. Just how about those Giants, Mike? How about the Ravens for you, Bermuda Boy? Spurlock, I know you're a big Commander person, yes. And
sure.
Tony, I know what comic book character you root for. Maybe they won, too. But I don't know. I guess everybody won.
Nikki, I have to tell you something. I have not enjoyed as a Giants fan, I have not enjoyed. I certainly didn't enjoy any game they played last year, even the victories, as much as that win. To have that as their season opener against the Tennessee Titans was truly, truly special and really set the tone for the new coach. We are excited. What's that?
They went for two. Do you like that? Do you like that?
I thought it was spectacular. And by the way, they're talking about guts and they're talking about this. He was honest about it, and I agree with him. It was strategic. It was strategic. They're not going to get a better shot to win the game than probably right then and there. So they went ahead and they did that. It was special. It was wonderful.
You don't play to tie the game. You play to win the game. Unlike Lovie Smith, who punted on 4th and 2 from midfield with 20 seconds left instead of trying to get a first down and kick a field goal because apparently he has ties in his contract. Whatever. What are you trying to do, Lovie? You're 80 years old. You don't want to win anymore. Just retire. We don't care.
Ooh, little love for Lovie Smith here on the Mike O'Mara show. Now, Nikki, I have to be honest with you. I do a lot of research on you.
I appreciate honesty.
I truly do. I do a lot of honest research on you. And I've been noticing that you're traveling a little bit this year. You're going to be venturing out.
You're in Boston this weekend.
As a matter of fact, I was looking at your schedule and saying, my God, you are just heading around. You're a bit of a journeyman prognosticator this year. Is that accurate?
It's very accurate, Mikey. Thank you for pointing that out. Yes. When you have
a
piece of software, the 10K diamond that just destroyed last week, just that diamond was sparkling.
Hot. Big winner.
When you have an Alpo rhythm like this, you go
algorithm, not Alpo rhythm. It's an algorithm.
Argo.
Algo.
Whatever, nerd. It works. All I know.
Mickey, I have to be honest with you.
I'm traveling. I'm meeting with people, investors. It's a ground floor trying to get the start engine. In other words, you know.
Mickey.
Other words.
Now, I didn't want to bring this up, but I will because I didn't get the answer. I was like, Mickey, I have heard a rumor, and I will share it with you right now. That rumor happens to be that the situation that you are in with Ernie, who has now left the this earth, that there may be a reason. I'll get right to it. The three words that come to mind are on the run. Is there any truth to that whatsoever?
Yes.
Nikki, we're also
not to elaborate, but
we're also aware, and this is great, Mike, because this underscores the point that I'm about to make.
Yeah, it's a great plot arc.
I have heard that you have launched a new podcast called Lock It Up.
I have launched a new podcast. Yes, Caesar Sportsbook. Shout out their fine people. I don't know if they're your sponsor or maybe you're actually beefing against them, but go Caesar Sportsbook, specifically the horse in Baltimore. Never been near Baltimore at all, but yes, I'm on the run, Mike. I'm on the run. It's I don't want to talk about it. There's apparently the rent was supposed to be paid. I thought Ernie's estate handled it. Apparently that was on me, and there's a situation with the bill, but I've got Evan Friedman. I've got the Whiz Kid with this Alpo Rhythm. It's going to get all the money back. I just got to dig and dodge, and, I'm seeing the world, baby. I get adventure.
It. I'm just curious, Nikki.
Zig it and zag it.
This hotel you're in, is it registered under your name or someone else's name?
It is definitely not under my name.
Okay. Just
right.
Let's get right to it, Nikki. You go ahead. We won't bother you with this anymore.
Name. Whenever I check into a hotel, I go by the name Don Geronimo.
Good for you, Nikki. Good for you. All right, it's time to get to the football, my friend.
Next week, I'll be Jim Amato. Nobody wants to find that guy. Anyway, all right. Love you, Jim.
I resemble
that. Oh, yeah, big week. The Saints, they're going to cover. Look, the Buccaneers, the Saints, they always beat Tampa Bay with Tom Brady, except for the playoffs. 4-0 regular season. Tampa covers. The Steelers at home getting 2 points against the Patriots. This isn't the old Patriots. The new Patriots, they're not any good. Why are they favored? Pittsburgh, they're going to win. The Colts at the friggin' Jaguars. The Colts never win at Jacksonville. They've lost 7 straight. Their favorite? How is this possible? What's going on, people? Take the Jacksonville Jaguars. Denver, they bounce back. They lost on Monday night. Like I said right here, they will bounce back and destroy the Texans. Lovie Smith, maybe you'll go for 2 instead of losing by 30. You'll lose by 28, you loser. Okay. And how about this? How about the Carla? Yes. Fantasy play of the week, every man's fantasy, yes. Nothing glows like Carla. Oh, remember that scene in Pulp Fiction where they open the briefcase and it glows? That was a picture of Carla, baby. Yes. Turn glow. Get glow, gang. Wake me up before you glow go. We got glow bug, baby. We got a lot of them. It's going to come in all season. All right. Take your boy, Saquon Barkley. He's healed. He's 100%. He's a man on a mission. He's not a bust. He's now the man. He's going to take down Carolina. 152 touchdowns. You heard it here first. Hashtag glow gang. Perfect skin. By the way.
Oh, there he goes.
He's gone.
Oh,
yes.
The fantasy. Fantasy. Oh, my wife is loving that.
The one thought I had is, how'd you like to have the hotel room next to him right about then?
That's great. Wish his volume was a little higher here, but I wish for the moon. Pony.
Sorry, I'm taking care of the shots right now. What's up?
Yeah.
Nothing. We have to take a break. And we'll come back with more fun and more threats.
But Pony, from now on, when Mike calls on you, please do say, what would you like to know?
Sure.
Absolutely. That's it. It's always nice to see what's going on behind the scenes. And I think it's, you know, one thing's irrefutable. I command respect. We'll be right back.
A salute to Her Majesty. The agony of back pain and the joys of online gambling. It's all part of the latest bonus show.
I'm going to gamble live on air.
Yes. It looks pretty good, Oscar.
This looks terrible.
He looks like a taxi cab driving down the street with both doors open.
Boris Johnson looks like he would see a chiropractor.
Pero de yo su vida para el país.
Do it. My wife.
To throw a sandwich against the wall.
I just won $300 million.
This is great.
I'm a degenerate gambler.
The TMOS bonus show covers more in 60 minutes than the TV news channels cover in 30. Be a part of the fun and get a subscription today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
I felt like I was in a massage parlor. It did not feel right.
Wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. You may be wondering if right now is a good time to buy a home. Well, according to my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, it's a great time to buy a home. Inventory is back to pre-pandemic levels, so it's a great chance to marry the house but date the rate. That means rates change, and you can lock in now to protect against the higher rates. And once you're locked in, if they happen to go down again, it doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon. But if it does, you can refinance your mortgage to lower your monthly payments. Residential lending has changed, and whether you're a first-time home buyer, debating rent versus own, whether you're upsizing, downsizing, or anything in between, you need a team that knows your specific options and can get you the absolute best deal. With their years of experience, customer service, and low rate guarantee, these guys are the absolute best. They are our friends, and they have done all of our loans. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one mortgage company of TMOS. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
So I was looking at the newspaper today. Had you heard that the Queen died?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's the Queen Elizabeth. Send-offs, Rob. I mean, it truly is.
And
really.
Did you see the guard yesterday at Westminster Hall? Or it might have actually been early this morning because of the time difference.
Is it Abbey or Hall?
She's in the Hall of the Abbey.
Okay.
And, you know, that's a beautiful stone floors where she's laying in state.
And the Abbey is where she's going to have the big funeral when next week?
I think it is next week.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it be a shame if a guard passed out while he was guarding the coffin laying in state? And what would that sound like? Because it's deadly silent in Westminster Hall. But he was brought to and escorted out, but that's the sound of someone falling.
They were talking about after the long walk, you know, Prince Charles is not a young man.
No, and look at the fingers.
They were saying that he was a little wobbly. This is, you know, I looked at his hands live yesterday, and I don't know about that. I'm wondering about that, you know?
I mean, all I saw is those hands. I wanted to stick a pin in it.
No, they
look, see if they
it doesn't look as bad as that one close up picture.
They remind me of a Cabbage Patch Kid doll, like how their
hands
still
look didn't look. The ones I saw, it was hard to tell. It was from a distance, but there's a lot of walking and standing.
They
need
some liquid IV in their lives. Do you remember that for a while now, like when we used to all watch America?
Bring me some strawberry
America's
liquid IV.
Funniest home videos, people would pass out being groomsmen all the time because they'd been standing.
Yes.
Absolutely. Imagine that as the guard where you just have to stand motionless.
Yeah.
That's got to be a strain. And, you know, Oscar might be making a joke, but that's absolutely true. If you don't have the hydration,
it
don't matter how old you are, you know, and they're young guys that are doing that aren't they mostly?
Yeah. Well, I think they're fit. They're guards. Queen. You didn't pass out at any of your weddings, did you?
No, I didn't. No, I was wide awake and hungover.
That's good. Did you know that today is the silver anniversary? Today marks the 25th anniversary of something I almost can't remember what life was like before it. Google.
Really?
Yeah. 25 years. You know, they've added stuff to it, but the original search engine debuted 25 years ago today.
Man, it feels like just
that's amazing.
Like it feels like it was 5 years ago.
But
I'm old enough to remember when we were talking about the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But you were a dog pile guy, right?
You know what I was? The thing is, when I didn't know what the internet was, that was like back like last April.
That's right. I remember Oscar said to you, how do you think we're getting the show out to people? You said, I don't know.
Right.
A satellite dish.
But anyway, happy anniversary to Google. Hey, Google, why don't you tell us some jokes?
What does a baby computer call his father? Data. What do you get when you cross Google Drive with an elephant? Lots of memory. Why did the computer get Google Glasses? To improve its website. And finally, what search engine do babies use? Google Gaga. Happy 25th anniversary.
Dad jokes.
Great dad jokes.
Great dad
That's
jokes.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Now,
thank
did you know Google. I am the fruitcake fortune teller?
Why?
Because really? I was talking to one of our new hires here at Podville Media, and I found out that she, like me, is a baker. And she was interested in the fruitcaking that we do. And I showed her the video that we made.
Oh, would you like to ease people's minds?
Because we're making them this year. We know. We got it.
There's speculation about it.
We're making it.
In 2019, we did a video of the making of the fruitcakes. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I take out of the one of the mixing bowls a cherry, a red shriveled cherry. And I hold it to the camera and I say this.
This, of course, is my liver. All that's left. Tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
Prophetic. You
know, when I saw that, I wanted to laugh, and yet I couldn't.
You cried.
It was sad, right?
But you knew. Right.
Well, no, I didn't know. It was just weird, man.
And then, hey, man. It was weird out to me.
And then I came into Pony, and I said, hey, you remember that video we did for fruitcakes? He said,
no, I'm doing three things.
He said, I can't watch it now.
Can't watch it. Too busy. Yes, I do need help. Yeah, that's right. You're overworking me.
And I said, yeah, I predicted that my liver would be the size of a maraschino cherry. He said,
yes.
Huh, that's weird.
How did the new hire take it?
She was fascinated by the size of the kitchen.
Oh, I thought the liver.
No, she didn't know that. As a matter of fact, this is the thing. When I started the video, she said, look at all that room behind him. I said, that him is me. She says, that's not you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That had to feel pretty good.
It did. Yeah. It did. So yeah, anyway.
The next Mrs. Roberts B-Way.
Mike, you thought you're having a bad day at work. What if you're a cop in Alabama and you get back to your squad car, the dash cam is on, and there's a goat in your car eating your paperwork?
Are you kidding me? Get out. There's nothing to eat in there. Get out of there. Don't eat that. Come on. Come on. Get out.
Come on, get.
Damn it. The only thing that would have been the perfect, you know what would have made that the perfect audio clip would be the goat responding in some way. You know?
Yeah.
You know, a little of that would have been great, you know?
Are you kidding me?
Here, I'll do it. Oh, wait, start from the beginning. Okay. Here we go.
And I do like his initial reaction. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Get out. There's nothing to eat in there. Get out of there. Don't eat that. Come on. Get out.
Goat has a foul mouth.
Disgusting goat.
That's disgusting. That's all I have.
Oh, that's it. We got to get out of here. That's it. Hey, Pony.
What would you like to know?
You doing okay now?
I'm doing great now. Thanks,
that's
Dan.
Good. The show's over. You don't have to multitask
This is
much.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I know. Pony does a lot of things in post-production
Dan
for
the
us,
fan
too.
Man's here.
Dan came in?
Yeah, Dan the fan. Yeah.
Thanks for showing up at the end of the show, Dan. Appreciate it. That's wonderful.
Timely.
Thanks for all the help. You know, if I can't be rate one, I'll be rate another. That's what I do. That's right. Just ask Dominique Foxworth. That's it. We got to get out of here. I'll be back on Tuesday. Thanks for covering for me. And
enjoy.
Happy 42nd birthday.
Yay!
To Carla O'Mara.
Hey,
I love
Elvis
you more
was
today
when he died.
Than yesterday. Thanks for that. That's wonderful. That's really a nice thought when I'm getting on a friggin' plane tomorrow, you mallet head.
Well, you're not 42. Rob's. She is.
Okay. Thank you. She's going to be next to me, ass. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana.
Maybe you'll survive.
Oh, God. This is Mike O'Mara saying, see you Tuesday.
Bye
bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
is coming from the health sector. I just swallowed a bee.
Deckman, great memories with a nice day.